My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, about 12 years after the end of Christian persecution, on November 9th, 324 AD, Pope Sylvester I consecrated the Basilica of St. John the Baptist. And this church was built on land donated by the Laterani family. Before building of the new St. Peter's and the Vatican residence in the 16th century, the Lateran was the residence and seat of the popes. It was also the home for the five ecumenical councils. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, contrary to what most of us think, the Pope's Cathedral is not St. Peter's Basilica. It is the Basilica of St. John Lateran. Over the eastern entrance of St. John's Lateran, these words are inscribed in Latin. It says, Mother and head of all churches in the city and throughout the world. This motto is there to strongly remind us that we are one church. One of the marks of the Catholic Church is its unity. We are one throughout the entire world. Union or communion is the deepest vocation of the church. Our celebration of the dedication of the church in Rome is really a celebration of who we are as a church throughout the world. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, we are asked to look deeply into our hearts and soul of our Catholic Church, to rejoice in what we see and to rededicate ourselves to the Church's primary mission to bring all into oneness. Our oneness, my dear brothers and sisters, is ultimately based on the fact that we believe that Jesus himself founded our church and that we are all united with the same Jesus Christ. We are united in one purpose of being a church dedicated to bringing life and healing to the world through our union with Jesus Christ. When we look at ourselves as a parish community and at all we do here, a key question we can ask is this: are we a life-giving community? Are we a life-giving community seeking to bring unity in our neighborhood, in our world? My dear brothers and sisters, we are men and women who gathered around the person and teaching of Jesus Christ and who wish to bring his life-giving message to the entire world. We realize that we are imperfect and sinful, but we are also seeking what is right and good. We cannot allow the negative aspects of small parts of our church to throw a dark cloud over the real purpose and trust of our church. May all those who come to know us as a Catholic community also sense that Jesus Christ truly lives among us. Amen.